We are in a very important part of the Tao. Talking about the idea of praise and disgrace. Most people do not understand the Tao. My students will say they love it, but they won't live it. They love the philosophy of it, but they do not have the ilk to live it. This ilk is something that we develop over many, many lifetimes. And those lifetimes begin in this lifetime. It is very important to understand this. But again, most people don't understand it. It is easier to like a philosophy than to live it. The Tao is not a philosophy. It is not a religion. It is something you come to. It's something that awakens within you. I want to give you a story to begin with, and then we'll work from there. Lhotse and his students were standing near a waterfall. The water flowed over a ledge and dropped over 300 feet below, where the river continued to flow very swiftly through a gorge over 30 miles. Even the fish, turtles, and alligators would not go near these dangerous waters. Suddenly, they saw a figure jump from the top of a waterfall into the foaming river. Lots of students thought that this man was attempting suicide. So Lhotse said, "Let's go to the bank of the river and be ready for a rescue." But when they hurried to the edge of the river, they saw someone swimming leisurely on to the bank. To their surprise, it was the man that took the leap. He stood in the shadows and shook off the water from his long hair and began to sing. Well, the students couldn't believe what they saw. So they walked to the stranger and they said, "When we saw you dive from the top of the waterfall, we thought you were going to kill yourself. Then when we saw you swimming in those treacherous waters and enjoying yourself, I thought maybe you were a ghost," they said. "But coming up close, I can see that you are alive, a human. How did you manage to swim through such dangerous waters? How did you manage to survive the fall?" The long-haired man said, "I have no particular method of swimming, except that when I'm in the water, I do not fight the water. I float in it and sink in it. Instead of trying to force my way through it, I become the river. You could say I started learning this at birth. I learned how to survive my own birth, my own life. It was natural for me to do so." Lhotse asked, "Please tell us what you mean." "Now listen." The man replied, "It means following the natural course of things. If I were born in the mountains, it would be natural for me to feel comfortable in the high mountains. That's starting out with what I was given at birth. If I were born by the sea, it would be natural for me to grow up playing in the water. That's continuing the natural flow of what I do. When I do something, it never occurs to me to think about how I do it. I just do it. This is the Tao. I just do it. It is more important to hear the intent of the Tao than to try to understand the words of the Tao. The words mean nothing. They are only fingers pointing to the moon. You have to get the gist of it. You have to find the ilk of it. If you don't, you will just listen to these discourses as though they are lectures instead of revealers. Listen to what Tuang Tsa said. Tuang Tsa was Lao Tzu's greatest disciple. He had found the Tao. He had become the Tao. He awakened as the Tao. He said, "Those who make self-conscious displays of spirituality are not sincere and not in harmony with the Tao. Such public displays will ultimately ruin the person since he no longer is protected by the Tao. No act not in harmony with the Tao can succeed. Every display in public will reap the punishment of men and the reward of men, which is their punishment. Be careful not to try to display yourself." This teaching coincides with number 13. What does it mean that praise and disgrace cause fear? Praise leads to weakness. Do you understand? The more you generate some sense of confidence, reliability in your human nature, in your human ego, you're going to find fear entering in. What if you're not as good the next time or the next time? You have to begin to understand the nature of life itself. Tuang Tsu said, "Fishes are born in water. Man is born in Tao. If fishes born in water seek the shallow end of the pool, all their needs will be satisfied. If man born in Tao sinks into the deep shadow of non-action to forget the aggressiveness that lives within and concern, he will forget the Tao. It is non-action, letting go of aggressiveness, awakening in life to the secure. This is how it works. We rely on knowledge and cunningness. We do not trust the Tao. We do not trust that energy, that spirit that lives within us. The reason we are afraid, the reason we are in fear all the time, is because we've given ourselves over to the flesh. So much so that we have forgotten how to live in the simplicity, the ilk, to find that ilk and then to live in it. Listen to what Lao Tzu says. When men lose their understanding of the Tao, they lose their intelligence. In losing their intelligence, they also lose their integrity. Now, I know that integrity doesn't mean much to most people. I understand this. But let me place in front of you right now the things that are most important to live by via the Tao. Please understand The first is to attain to virtue. That is the first. To be a virtuous person means to be a generous person who gives and forgives, who has mercy upon those elements of the world and people whereby there is a great deal of sorrow. To help others. To become the doer of a non-doer. Just doing what is kind, what is necessary, without seeking adoration for it. Seeking a reward for it. Virtue must come first in our lives. If it does not, then we lose the Tao. We are not protected by the Tao. And we become subject to the world. The next. Harmony. Harmony with everything in the Tao. Once you've achieved virtue, if you can find harmony in it, even though it makes no sense to you, even though it has nothing to do with what you believe in, what you don't believe in, when you don't pass it through the human experience and make it some kind of psychological state in your mind that sustains the worry, that sustains the discomfort, that disdains everything that the flesh would offer. You understand you live in a fleshly body, but you are not a fleshly body. And in this body, it will suffer. It will hurt. Did you think that in this fleshly body you would never hurt? You would never have pain? You would never have sorrow? You would never have remorse? Most people can only do regret. They regret what they did, but they have no remorse for what they've done, which means they have no virtue and no integrity. You may not be able to turn a situation around that you did in the past or whatever, but you can have remorse. To understand what you have done, that you realize you know not what you do, even to this moment. This kind of remorse is humility. I've had many a student come and listen to me and never get a single drop of what I'm talking about because they have no intent for virtue. They have no harmony with life as the Tao, and they live unclear without the distinction of intent. This distinction of intent must be for virtue. Of course, to have this, the next thing, I must unlearn. Unlearn everything that has been taught to me, everything that I assumed was right. To give up right and wrong, good and bad, and enter into the kindness, the compassion of a meditative mind that no longer is seeking to pit one thought against another over and over again. To unlearn, imagine. How many stories, how many times have I urged you to give up what you think you know for what is? The story of the man who leaped into the water had no fear. He was one with the whole situation, which looked dangerous and precarious to most of us in our own minds. We could not maybe do that, but for him it was the natural ilk. The way must be the natural ilk. If there is no natural ilk to what we do, if you do not just understand the nature of your true being, you will lose yourself and you will become something of a fraud. You will look harmless. You will look good, but you're not harmless and you're not good. Only virtue can do that. So we must unlearn everything that we assume is right. The ways of the world, the way people operate in this world, you must not let it affect you. You must keep to the manner of the way. Sustain your virtue, not your survival, your virtue. That is far more important. To sustain your survival, you sacrifice for the sake of fear to get what you want to satisfy your need for survival. People will praise you for this, but this praise, as Lhasa said, develops weakness in us. We become more and more susceptible to fear. This is why, as Lhasa said, praise and disgrace cause fear. And the last is the ilk. You have a tendency for survival, which makes you ruthless and basically selfish. You don't have the ears to hear or the eyes to see what is the bigger picture. It just isn't in the making for you. Remember what Lhasa said in the Tao. When men lose their understanding of the Tao, they lose their intelligence. They live in the spirit of hypocrisy. You don't want to do that. You want to live in the harmony, the beauty. And it lives within you. The ilk of you is love. Big L, not little L. And when you and I are no longer layered with one fear after another, one desire after another, when we are no longer seeking what we want for the sake of what we think we can get, we enter into the harmony of the Tao. Never lose this aspect of yourself. When you start speaking softly, your mind will listen. When you start living from another place within you, your heart will open. Live softly, not in order to satisfy the flesh, but to transcend it, to live in kindness, compassion, beyond your sense of worthiness. Come into that way, the way that is the truth and the light of you. To do this, you must want nothing with all of your heart. And in doing that, in living in such a way where you live for the sake of the soul, you will find meaning and significance like you've never had before. Let the body be the body. Let the heart speak to you. Live softly inside yourself without being radical to your mind. Let's meditate together. This is an important part of our life together. let's regain our intelligence by just sitting in silence, like the man who took the leap. This is just the way you are. This goodness is just the way you are. Let